So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about what it takes to succeed in 2022. And if you're listening to this in 2023, this is probably not going to change that much, quite frankly, based on a year. I'm a little bit under the weather today. Have a little slight cough, so I apologise for that. My chest is feeling a little bit weak, a little bit wheezy. So I've got the cold drink. I've already taken all the tablets that I should do, but just so you're aware in case I end up coughing and so on. Anyway, what does it take to succeed? So, what is success, first of all? Success is whatever you determine it for it to be. It could be finding the person of your dreams. It can be making £1 million. It can be living a life of financial freedom. It can be just getting your kid through college. Who knows, right? It's completely up to you. But what I want to talk to you about in this session is about some stuff I've gone through that when I look back, that it was the right thing to do, even though it was quite difficult to do at the time. And so that's some of the things I want to cover in today's session. So we'll start off. It's not going to be a long one today, mostly because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, feeling very sorry for myself, obviously. It's like man flu, isn't it? Xbox and Call of Duty laid on a sofa with a quilt. I think that's probably what's in store for me. He wishes. We're so busy at the moment. Anyway, so what does it take to succeed? Well, number one is it takes you putting in the hours. You're going to have to put in the hours. Even now, at this stage, we still have to put in the hours. Can I take the rest of the day off because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather? Well, I can do. Is it a consequence of me taking the day off? Absolutely there is. That work that didn't get done, when is it going to get done? Somebody has to do it at some point. And if it's not me, then somebody else. Who am I going to hire to do that work? Or I'm just going to have to buckle up, start feeling sorry for myself, and actually do the goddamn work. I'm going to have to put in the hours in order to get to where I want to get to. Now, I think that there's probably a direct correlation between the number of hours a person works and the amount of results that they get. Now, if you disagree with that, you're going to totally fail. There's absolutely no question in my mind. The number of hours that you do is directly proportional to the amount of results that you get. Now, is it possible that you could be working all the hours but working on the wrong thing and, you know, the results are not directly proportional? Of course they are. But over a period of time, 10, 15, 20 years, you soon move on to working onto the right thing, because you're desperate for these kind of results. So you're going to have to put in the hours. And one of the downsides, I think, especially in 2022, we're living in this world where it's Instagram and private jets and Bugatti Veyrons and Lamborghinis, and everyone's living their best lives. Everyone's driving a Lambo. Everybody is flying on private jets. Nobody works for a living anymore. It's complete and utter bullcrap. It's just complete rubbish. It's just a way that people perceive the way that other people are working, and it's just completely false and made up. And I think that, I've done this myself. You try and push over this idea that it's just smooth sailing. Do some work? No, I don't need to do any work. And it's absolutely bollocks, quite frankly. You've got to put in the hours. There's absolutely no question. Sometimes it just comes down to pure, raw hours. Let's take, I always like weight loss of a gym as an example, because that's really good. The more hours you spend time under pressure lifting weights for that muscle, the more time that muscle spends under pressure, the bigger the muscle gets. Can you be lifting the weight wrong? Can you lift it too heavy and break your muscle? Of course you can. Can you just be lifting the same weight every week for the next 10 years? Of course you can. But time under pressure, even if you're lifting the same weight for the next 10 years, you're still going to get some results, okay? So it's time under pressure, and it's exactly the same in your business. If you're not putting the hours in, if you've done half an hour of marketing last week, and you're trying to get that to 5 hours of marketing, the guy that's doing 5 hours of marketing is going to get a better result than you just putting in 30 minutes of marketing. And yet the person doing 20 hours of marketing is going to do better than the 5 hours of marketing. So then you've got to work out, well, okay, how do I move me from doing the marketing to paying a full-time marketer to do 40 hours a week of marketing? And that's where some of those results are going to come in. There's no question that there's a direct correlation between the amount of hours that you put in and the amount of results that you actually get. There's absolutely no doubt that there's a correlation there. And sometimes, you know, I've done this myself, and I'm still quite proud of the fact that I actually don't work that many hours. But sometimes I need to work a lot of hours. Sometimes I work 4 hours a week, 10 hours a week. Last week, I was putting in 14-hour days. Okay, and some people are like, oh, I'll do that every day. And that's great. It's not a competition. But as the time is needed, that's when the time actually has to begin, and you have to put those hours in. And so you're going to have to put the hours in. It's just, there's no shortcuts to success. I know it looks like there is on Instagram and Facebook. Everybody's, you know, making it look really easy. There are no shortcuts to getting success in 2022. It is hard, goddamn work. Next up then, for what it's going to take to succeed in 22 is, what are you going to sacrifice? And I made a small list here. I've got like hours. Like, you're going to have to put the hours in, like we just talked about. You're going to have to do that. Sleep. You might have to sacrifice some sleep. I mean, I'm beyond the age where I can do all-nighters. Certainly was 18, 19, 20 at college and uni. Not that I stayed at uni for too long. But, you know, I would be the guy that would leave it to last minute and then do it through the night and then hand it in next morning. That was me. And I used to kind of pride myself on that. I can switch it on or not, depending on what I want to do. But that's not really useful, and definitely not useful now in business. But if I want to get to a particular point, and I've got a certain time scale with which I want to put a particular point in, if you're putting in those hours, you're going to have to sacrifice something, and that something that you're going to have to sacrifice might be sleep. Now, let me just put a caveat on this. If you're sacrificing sleep every single day of your life for the next 10, 20 years, two things are going to happen. One is you're going to acclimatize to a lack of sleep. That's number one. The second thing that might happen, it's something that you've got to be really aware of, is that if you're continually lacking sleep, you're going to have a detrimental effect a little bit further down the line. And so that's something for you to keep an eye on. And that can be a sacrifice too far. You know, things like lack of sleep, mental health, anger, grumpiness, which then leads to bad health, which is the next thing that you might have to sacrifice. You might have to sacrifice some of your health. And what I mean by that is a lack of sleep. What I mean by that is maybe not going to the gym every day and cutting it down to twice a week, or even once a week, or even leaving it for 4 weeks. If you've got a launch product in, in a month's time, you might have to sacrifice sleep, sacrifice your health. You might have to say goodbye to the kids for the month. You might have to say goodbye to the missus or the husband for a month. And you might have to just go away, book a hotel room, and stay in that hotel room until you get this launch done. Whatever it takes is what might need to be undertaken by you. And a lot of people simply haven't got that in their toolkit. And I'm not also saying that everybody should have that. I don't think that that's a really good way forward. But I can guarantee that those people who have that ability to do that will probably do better than those people who haven't got that ability to do that. Now, I believe in balance. You know, I'm a Jedi like my father before me. And I believe in balance, and balance in the force, and balance in life, and balance with work life, and balance with health and work. And so you have to balance this. I think if you're going to do it every so often, you've got this big thing that you need to go do, that's fine. Go and do that. You know, cut everything else out. Go do this big thing. But over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you need this balance between working too much, having too much fun, too much family, not enough family, and it's got to balance out. And so this is one of the things that you're going to have to do, which then ties me into things like relationships. I mean, you know, we've got young kids as well, and we work a lot of hours. But when my little one says, "Daddy, can you play Barbie with me?" usually the answer is yes. Every so often, the answer is no. Daddy has to work. That's just the way it goes. It's just, you know, it's just the way it goes. And I'm also a great believer in teaching kids that you don't always get what you want in life. Sometimes I'm like, you need to ask me 6 times, and then I'm going to say yes on the 7th. Like, kids need to understand that that's what success looks like, and we've got to breed that into the kids early on. And some people go, "Oh, that's disgusting. You shouldn't be, you know, you should be there always for your kids." And I absolutely don't agree with that. I think not being there for your kids every so often, I think, is good for the kids. They can't then just rely on you like that. They have to solve problems themselves. And we see this through children who've always had everything in their life, and then they have to go out and work, and we just give it up because then they can get daddy to step in and help. I don't think that's good for the kids. The kids have to learn these things that we're talking about as well. Sometimes they need to put the hours in. Leaving homework to the last day is not good for continual growth. If they're going to do that for the next 20, 30, 40 years through their business life, they're going to fail and struggle as well. And so we've got to teach these in the right way. And that can be quite controversial for people, by the way, because some people think their kids should get everything that they never had. And I kind of agree with that, but I also think there's limits to that. And I think that you should be teaching your kids about life. Life is not the sweet, angelic thing that they see in Disney films. My 7-year-old thinks the world is a beautiful, pretty place. And it is a beautiful, pretty place ruined by people and attitudes and all the rest of it. And at some point, she's going to have to learn. Like, we want to keep the magic for as long as we can. But also, while we're keeping the magic, we want her to understand that you have to put in the work. If you want to do this, you have to sacrifice that. And it's those lessons and education throughout their childhood which will actually serve them later on. We don't want them to get to 22 and find out, you know, just how difficult life can be. We want them to kind of be aware that there are always going to be challenges and obstacles to overcome. How's that for being politically correct? Okay, the next one then. Doing stuff when you don't want to. I mean, I'm really not feeling well today. I'm feeling a little bit dizzy. I feel like I'm watching this through like a film, like I'm sat in the cinema and I'm watching myself on screen. I'm actually disassociated from it. Could be the paracetamol that I took this morning. It could be the head cold that I've got. But I still need to go live. I still have to put content out. And so doing stuff when you don't really want to is part of that. Doing stuff when you feel ill. And I've done stuff business-wise. I've been on stage where I'm so ill. And yet you go on stage and you perform. And those 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes on stage, all your energy goes into that. And then afterwards you kind of, you know, just collapse in a chair and you're done. But stuff you don't want to do, you know, like missing the premiere, going or not going to a basketball game, you know, not having to spend time with family, having to miss out on some of the family stuff. We did this. I flew over to the UK and then there was an opportunity for me to speak on stage in front of 200 people in London. And I was flying over for a weekend family event. And I met the family. I then went to London. I then came back up to see the family again, all same day. That was a sacrifice that I decided to make. But what is the stuff that you also don't want to do? Missing family stuff. I mean, you know, you might actually want to miss the family stuff. but this is the stuff that you might not want to do, that you have to do. Like going live, I really don't want to go live today. But I if I want to grow the business to where I want the business to get to, I got to do the stuff what I don't want to do in order to get me there. And there's always going to be something that you don't want to do. Sometimes you can get lucky and you can outsource this. And some people outsource the things that they don't like, and that's fine. And some people love doing the stuff, so they don't outsource it as well. But sometimes you've also got to sacrifice the stuff that you do want to do. And so it's kind of flipped it around, hasn't it? So what do I mean by that? I'll give you an example. I actually quite enjoy video editing. I love it. I love timing the videos with the music and putting a transition to another video with the beat of the music. I love all that stuff. But in order for me to grow, I had to get rid of that and pass it out to somebody else, who's also very busy, by the way. One of our team members does all my videos, and they're really, really busy. And so, sometimes the videos aren't as I would do them. But that's just a sacrifice I have to make so that I can do everything else that we have to do. Sometimes it's about doing stuff when you don't want to. Or sometimes it's about not doing stuff when you absolutely do want to. And then finally here, in terms of what it takes to succeed, is just keep moving forward, putting one step after another, one failure after another, and you keep failing forward and forward and forward. And we hear it all the time. You know, is it Chicken Soup for the Soul went through something like 223 no's or 123 no's before they got published, and it became a best-selling book. You got to keep moving forward. And moving forward can just be putting one step in front of the other, just sending one extra email out. It could be putting in one extra cold call. Excuse me. It can be going live when you don't feel well. It can be working through the failure after failure after failure. It's irrelevant. All that should matter is, what's the goal? Where are you? What's the goal? And you keep doing the work and doing the work and doing the work until you get to that goal. Everything else is irrelevant. Well, you failed 58 times. And? So what? First of all, nobody knows that other than you. Second of all, in 10, 20 years' time, when you stood on stage explaining how you did it, you can say, you know what? We failed 58 times and we kept on moving forward. And this is the key. Keep speaking to brand new people. This is one of the big things I would suggest that you do, is that you actually keep moving forward keep on speaking to as many people as you absolutely can. One of the things I find really interesting, by the way, is on YouTube, we get the same spammer every single day and we block them. And then the next day is under a different name is yet another spammer. It's just all to the same dodgy website. It's always interesting. But look, keep speaking to new people. If you're struggling and you're failing on a constant basis, you actually keeping on speaking to new people is like, it's like a secret weapon that you've never discovered yet. Imagine that. Imagine you're a property sourcer and you're desperate to find your next deal. And then imagine speaking to 10 more people, 20 more people, 100 more people. Imagine trying to raise finance and you keep failing. Imagine speaking to 10 more people, 20 more people, 100 more people. Imagine trying to, get down from 20 stone down to 15 stone for weight loss. And then speaking to 10 people, 20 people, 100 people. Honestly, one of the keys to your success is to keep moving forward by speaking to as many people as you possibly can. And that, my friends, will do us for today. Hopefully I'm going to feel a little bit better tomorrow, but hopefully that's useful for you. And we'll catch up with you in tomorrow's session. My name's Dan Latta. Have a good one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.